from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was an interesting weekend, America. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Honored to have you with us this week. We've got a busy week ahead of us, but we got to talk about what happened over the weekend. And yours truly made a little bit of news, was in the national news, and wanted to do I felt like, Dieter, we owed it to the radio show audience to explain exactly what happened over the weekend at the massive nationwide Tesla demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
So you had all of these people out there, we call them Tesla terrorists, and they're out there protesting in front of the Tesla dealerships, causing all sorts of mayhem. I mean, cars are getting vandalized all over America. Mm-hmm. You've got the dealerships being firebombed, shot up. People are, if you buy a Tesla, they're exposing all of your private information. And it's ugly out there. And so we actually have a Tesla dealership in the Memphis suburbs in beautiful Bartlett, Tennessee. And a shout out to the incredible people over at the Bartlett Police Department and the Tennessee Highway Patrol. So they were planning to stage a big protest. And they had a huge crowd, about 200 people turned out. And I got to tell you something, Dieter. This is what bothers me about conservatives. We don't show up to defend our own.
No.
And I just felt bad about those poor Tesla people, those employees, and they're just showing up doing their jobs, and they were going to be set upon by a mob, and nobody from the conservative side was going to be there. So I thought, you know what? I got to be there.
On your Saturday, you showed up.
On my Saturday, I showed up, and a state senator by the name of Brent Taylor, who is probably one of the most, I got to tell you something, if we had a state legislature filled with Senator Brent Taylors, mm-hmm. we would be just the best state in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is fearless, and he showed up.
Do we know, did he just want to see? Oh, I talked to the senator a little bit, and he said not only did he want to check out the protests, but he wanted to just talk to the dealership, because this dealership right here in the Memphis suburbs, it provides a lot of jobs, Todd, and a great booster for our local economy. So he just wanted to hang out and say, good job.
Good paying jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, but he wanted to stop by to make sure. I want to read to you what he wrote. This is great. He says, I wanted to make sure that the Bartlett police had the resources they needed to stop any potential Tesla terrorist from vandalizing property or harassing Tesla owners. I love that. The Bartlett police was out in full force to hold the weathered, purple-haired hippies at bay. Although I was as happy as a fat man at a buffet to be there, I felt as welcomed as a fart in an elevator. Oh, yeah, nobody likes a fart in an elevator.
No.
That's not good. I was surprised to see so many different protesters there. I saw Ukrainian flags, trans flags, gay flags, upside-down American flags, fat positivity flags.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there were some biggins there. And they were very positive about their obesity. I don't think the protesters really knew what they were protesting. I'm so glad they obeyed my admonition to stay peaceful. Someone there had to be the adult in the room.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you know who else was there? 120 people that are actually employed by Tesla. I mean, that's huge. And the manager said business. And I went over and had a chance to talk to the manager of the Tesla. Great guy. I don't know what his politics are. I don't care what his politics are. He's there trying to earn a living.
Yeah.
He said business is up 50% since the protest started.
Wow.
So I got attacked. I figured I'd just go ahead and rip that Band-Aid right off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there filming and interviewing the state senator, as a matter of fact.
Did you take a bodyguard?
No, the state senator had bodyguards. I just showed up. That may not have been a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a mob. It really was a rampaging mob. And they had about
how many people are we talking?
Well, they had 200 people there. They were divided by the highway.
Wow.
But anyway, on my side, you had these, and I know we're going to get in trouble from our Karen listeners, but these people were crazed Karens. That's what they really were. And so I was interviewing the state senator. I'm setting all this up. We have the video. You can actually watch it. Did you watch the video?
Oh, I watched it. I've watched it about 72 times. I've watched it a lot, Todd. Wait, so, where can you go? ToddStarnes.com?
ToddStarnes.com. Okay. So look, here's the deal. You never know how you're going to respond in a situation like this, right? Because it's happening in real time. So your character sort of pops out, right? You get to find out who you really are. And sometimes, look, if you're a man, you got to stand up and you got to do what you got to do. That's
and by
all.
By that, you mean what?
Well, we're gonna play the audio.
Oh,
here.
Yes, yes.
People are conservatives are upset with me over how I handled this, but we're gonna play some audio here. So I'm interviewing the state senator, and you're gonna hear a woman start cursing, and there were so many women there that I wanted to differentiate. So you'll hear me when I talk about a foul-mouthed lady. I was actually wanting to talk to the lady who was doing the cursing. So anyway, we turn around and we try to interview this lady, and that's when she physically attacks me. It's the craziest thing. Take a listen.
So, Senator, more Ukrainian flags out here than American flags. What say you?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the protest is about. I mean, there's everything from American flags upside down to the gay flags to good to see you. I appreciate it. So she's getting on to me about my language. She's getting on me about my language. Come on over.
Foul mouth lady. Come on over. So why are you out here? Why do you want to have these folks?
Did you hear what he said about us?
Do you want to have these folks lose their job?
It's not about people losing their job.
Lady, that's your
You touched me again, lady. You're going to jail. You got that?
I didn't touch you.
Yes, you did, lady.
What?
You don't touch people.
Who are you here?
That's what you people are here for, right? You burned down the Tesla dealership.
We're here to protest. We're here to protest.
You better.
Okay, so couple of things. You telling this lady to stand down or she's going to jail if she touches you one more time was, I think, the funniest thing, Todd. And I've got to say, because she's actually assaulting you, you heard the phone. So Todd's standing there. He's just documenting what's happening, this back and forth with protesters, lawmakers. What, does she lunge for your cell phone? Because
she lunged, and I thought, this chick's about to punch me. I mean, she was, and she had man hands. Right? She had these massive, you know, the liberal women sunglasses, you know, these massive sunglasses, and she had these mannish hands, and she was coming for me, and I thought, man, I'm about to get slugged here. And it's just, it happened so fast. So she grabs my arm, my hand, and then she grabs the phone and throws it down on the ground. And I thought, dadgummit, I just bought that blasted phone. Now I got to get a new phone. So all that's going through your mind. And then I thought as I went down, she lunged again. And that's when I said, you touch me again, you're going to jail. People are upset because they say I should have had her arrested. She committed a crime. She should have been arrested. But I'm from the South.
Yeah,
she
called her a lady, even though she was in the face of adversity. In the case of this face, it was just a lot of Botox.
She didn't draw blood, so
it was so funny. Todd's like surrounded by like 50 Karens, and they attacked him. So I'm on my run in downtown, and I get a text, and it's from Todd, and he goes, "I've been attacked," and I'm thinking, "Oh Lord." In Memphis, that means he's been a victim of crime. Someone's burglarized Todd or something. And then he's like, he sends me this video and it's a ton of Karens beating up Todd Starnes at the Tesla dealership. I couldn't believe my eyes.
You know, it was kind of shocking. And the other woman, why are you here? Okay, why are you here, lady? Why are you here? And it's this mentality among these Tesla people that they have a right to come and protest and shut down this you know, law-abiding American business, and you don't have a right to show up and give your opinion.
Yeah.
That is straight out of the Saul Alinsky playbook.
Wait, did you say swastikas? Why were they?
Yeah, they had swastikas.
It seems to me that is problematic. In the year of our Lord 2025, that these people are wearing swastikas. And I saw the documents. Yes, they were.
I don't get it. And again, I understand why people think I should have had the woman arrested, but maybe she was just having a bad day. Maybe her Subaru had broken down coming to the rally. Maybe it was one of the ladies' days. You know, it's
who knows?
Ladies get a little unhinged.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the problem was. But I did give her a warning, and she did back up. Then there was this other idiot, and this dude kept he's accusing me of being a Koch brother conspirator. And the guy literally, I thought this guy was going to punch me, and another journalist actually stepped in and said, dude, you need to back up. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even catch that until going back and listening to the thing. But this guy was talking about Quam. Do you work at Quam? And I'm like, what is a Quam? And then I realized he was phonetically pronouncing KWAM, our flagship radio station, which is KWAM. Those are our call letters.
I think it was even worse than that. It was Quam, Todd.
Quam.
Well, I thought he was talking about Clam. And he's screaming Quam at Todd.
Yeah. I thought he had a lisp. Quam. Quam it up, him.
Do you own Quam? Do you work at Quam?
Oh, my God. Do we have the audio of that? Let's play it.
Are you from Quam? Are you from Quam? Are you from Quam?
What is a Quam?
Quam, AM News Radio.
KWAM. It's called KWAM.
Are you from KWAM?
It's KWAM. Yeah, sure am.
Are you supported by the Koch brothers?
No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
What about you? Are you a domestic terrorist?
Are you sure?
Do you support the domestic terrorism?
Why is your P.O. box for your FCC license?
Do you support domestic terrorism?
What is your tie to the Republican Party? Can you tell me?
I'm a card-carrying member of the Republican Party, sir. Proud of it.
And you gave $1,000 to Brent Taylor?
What about you, sir?
I didn't give money to anybody. I used to be a journalist. We don't do that.
Yeah, you need to back up. Got some breath. Yeah, got some breath.
Who are you with?
Did he really have bad breath?
It tasted like he had eaten like garlic or something.
I thought he was going to give you mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
He was literally like nose-to-nose, and I'm like, dude, what is going on here? Get this guy an Altoid. I just don't get this at all. But here's the deal. I know a lot of people don't like this kind of stuff, but you've got to be willing to stand up and defend yourself. And you've got to be willing to stand up and defend these poor Tesla dealerships around the country. You know, it's one thing to write, you know, oh, I stand with Elon on social media. Great. Well, get your butt out there, conservatives. And we got to stand alongside these Tesla owners, these Tesla dealerships in the face of this rampaging mob.
Yeah. I don't think they expected to have any pushback. I thought they were just going to have full rights to the roads, get away with whatever chance they wanted to scream, and no one was going to push back. And and I know a lot of the listeners in Memphis really applauded you going out there, Senator Brent Taylor. Like, it's a Saturday. No one asked you to go out there, and you just showed up. And I think we need more people that are willing to walk the walk and not just talk the talk. A lot of people are talking.
April 5th, they're staging some sort of a massive national action. And let me explain something. These people are dangerous. They are terrorists. I don't care if they're shouting, peaceful protest, peaceful protest. There's nothing peaceful about what these people are doing. This is very dangerous. And the rhetoric coming out of the left is putting a lot of innocent people in the danger zone. And that is just simply unacceptable. It's unacceptable, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, some woman writing, and she's getting ratioed on our social media, Dieter. She says, I was a participant outside of the Tesla dealership here, and there was no screaming or yelling or name-calling or stink or threatening. Oh, it stunk, lady. You didn't want to be downwind of that, people. I'm in all seriousness. You just heard the video of people screaming, yelling, and name-calling. And if it was a scratch-and-sniff show, you could smell the stink.
Like a bad Yankee candle. You know how you scratch the candle.
This occurrence happened in a tight, small area during an interview. It does not speak for the crowd of us that were there. We were not disruptive or violent or foul-mouthed. Really? You're dropping the F-bombs, lady.
Bro, Karen literally beat you up, Todd. He got taken down.
Okay, I wouldn't call it a beating up.
They called it a Tesla takedown. It was the Todd takedown, except you stood your ground. But still, they were trying to take you down.
Could you imagine I would have fallen on the lady? They would have arrested me for charges. We need a spatula. Sad that you have to crank something up just to inflame people. No integrity. Sorry if you got hurt, but your mouth causes a lot more trouble. Is that true? Does my mouth really cause trouble?
Yes. She might be right about that.
All right. We got to take a break here. Should the lady have gone to jail? 901-260-5926. And should conservatives just stay away from all of this? 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Again, stand upwind of these protests and bring some Febreze with you. We'll be right back. Are you tired of destructive content flooding your screens? Well, I know I was, and that's why I joined the Angel Guild community. I wanted entertainment that inspires and uplifts, not drags us down. And with Angel Guild, I can vote on upcoming films and support movies that reflect values that I align with. Plus, I get early access to inspiring content. I no longer have Hollywood Entertainment pushing its agenda into my home. Angel Studios is leading the charge, creating high-quality, faith-filled films like Sound of Freedom, Cabrini, and my favorite, Homestead. Great movie, great series, by the way. These movies are powerful, impactful, and a must-see if you haven't already. If you want to make a real difference, where we put our dollars shapes the future of entertainment. So let's support content that amplifies light and protects our kids from harmful influences. Please join me in making a difference today. Visit angel.com/starns. That's angel.com/starns to join the Angel Guild now. All right. Welcome back to the Todd Starns Radio Show. Dieter, I'm taking offense at this. You're saying my mouth is getting me in trouble.
Well, some critics are saying you started it. Now, I can disagree. You did not start it. You just were there documenting. You are a journalist. And remind the listeners, you have covered protests under multiple different administrations.
Yeah.
Have you been assaulted before?
Not once. Except there was one time I was, and I'm one of these guys, I'll just go right into the crowd.
Well, you had your media badge.
Yeah, I was doing a Hillary Clinton rally. I think this was in Vermont or New Hampshire somewhere. And some guy tried to grab my Fox News microphone. And I told the guy flat out, I said, sir, you've got about 30 seconds to either let go of this microphone or I'm going to shove it up your colon. And he let go. That's on tape somewhere. We've got it. It was great. But he let go. But all I'm saying is, you know, the somebody has to say what's right. And this in this context, we were doing an interview and the woman interrupts the interview by spewing filthy language. And especially coming from the mouth of a Southern woman. Shame on you, ma'am.
I know.
All right. Here's the deal, folks. We are going to hang tight. We're going to go right to your phone calls after this break here. But I also want to remind you, this is the final week. We are raising money for our friends at Food for the Poor. We need your help to reach our goal. So we're going to be sharing names this hour of the donors. We had a lot of donors over the weekend. Folks, we're asking you donate $20, $50, $100. Everything is tax deductible, and your gift of $100 is going to feed one child for an entire year in El Salvador. And of course, President Trump is huge on El Salvador right now because that country is helping us out with the illegals. So we need your help feeding the hungry children of El Salvador. Go to ToddStearns.com right now. Click on our blue banner at the top of the page, and you'll be able to make a donation. Let's do that right now. We got a lot of work to do to reach our goal, folks. We'll be right back, America. This is the Todd Starns Show. A generation of children in El Salvador are lost to malnutrition, and the only way to a better future is through a school feeding program. Join me, Todd Starns, in saving lives with Food for the Poor. When you click the Feed Their Future banner at ToddStearns.com, your gift of $100 will provide a child in El Salvador with daily school nutrition for a year. Call 855-353-4673 and make your most generous gift. The nutrition these children get in school is often their only meal of the day. Food for the Poor's school nutrition program effectively addresses malnutrition and increases children's school attendance. Your donation will also support local farmers who produce the nutritional supplements that are needed to improve children's nutrition in El Salvador. Your gift will allow them to focus on learning rather than worrying about their next meal. Today, you have the power to feed a child or an entire classroom for a year. Click the blue banner at ToddStearns.com or call 855-353-4673 with a gift of $100 to feed their future. All right, great job, Patriots. I see the numbers already popping up on our Food for the Poor fundraising campaign. Head over right now, make a donation. Everything is tax deductible, folks, but you're going to do it regardless. I think you guys would do it regardless. You're a very charitable bunch of folk. Again, ToddStearns.com. Click on the blue banner at the top of the page. Let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Let's start our day in Germantown, Tennessee. Kristen joining us, listening to us on our flagship radio station, KWAM. Hi, Kristen. How are you today?
Hi, I just wanted to take a moment to thank my favorite radio host and my favorite Tennessee State Senator, Brent Taylor, for going into the Lion's Den on Saturday and to document the behavior of the liberals. And I wish we had more conservatives willing to do that, willing to step up and show people just how ridiculous they are.
You know what was fascinating about that, Kristen? When I pulled up, I wasn't sure I was at the right protest because, like Senator Taylor, all I saw were Ukrainian flags and gay pride flags. I'm like, what does this have to do with Tesla?
They don't even know. They're just out there. You know, you've demonstrated a great deal of restraint because she knocked the phone out of your hand. And had you have gone up and knocked her sign out of her hand, you would have been arrested, sir.
Oh, sure. No doubt about
it. That didn't happen. No doubt about it. Because conservatives, we protest differently than liberals. When Bud Light and when Target were pushing transgender ideology, all we did is we said, we're not going to shop at Target right now. We're not going to shop at Bud Light anymore. What we did not do, we did not go to in front of the Target stores and make a scene. We didn't paint swastika signs on the side of the Bud Light cars. We didn't accost people who chose to shop and to purchase Bud Light and to shop at Target. We didn't do those things because that's not how we operate.
No, it's a good point you raise, Kristen. And again, this is a rent-a-mob. They don't know why they're there. And by the way, there were a lot of signs that were professionally made. So I want to know who's funding all of that. Where are those signs coming from? Who's funding all of these protests that are happening around the country at these Tesla dealerships? And how many people are actually getting paid to be there?
That's a really good question. I would love to know that, too. And I would love to ask them what they think they're doing. They're not hurting Elon. He is a minority shareholder. All they are doing is hurting the honest men and women who go to work every day to make cars and to sell cars. That's who they're hurting.
And I don't even like EV cars, Kristen. This is what gets me. I'm having to defend everybody now. This is nuts.
I know. Now all the conservatives are going to be driving EV cars. This is such a 180. It is so funny to me. And I saw a tweet that says now that Elon needs to buy up Pfizer so that all the liberals will become anti-vaxxers.
That's brilliant. All right, Kristen, thank you. Thank you for the encouragement, and thank you for being such a great supporter of KWAM, or as they call it, what do they call it? Quam?
Quam.
Quams. I want some quams. Quam chowder.
Quam chowder. And that guy said he was a journalist. Get it right. Yeah, he's a journalist. My gosh.
No, you know what? That's exactly what those leftist journalists are doing. Let's go to Mike in Texas, listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. Hi, Mike. What's going on?
Hello, hello. Hey, I just had an observation. The Democrat Party is supposed to be the party of diversity, equity, and inclusion, but yet everybody that's running the party at the top is all a bunch of old white people. I mean, it's run like an 1800s cotton plantation. You got Pelosi, Schumer, and Sanders as the plantation owners. You got Hakeem Jeffries, as he would have been known in that day and time, as the driver. And then you got Jasmine Crockett, AOC, Cory Booker out in the field.
Mike, this is a brilliant example of what the Democrat Party has become.
I know, that's what I'm saying, is it's all run by a bunch of old white people at the top, and it just felt, it's trickle down. I mean, it trickles down to the little people at the bottom, the people of color. They're the ones out in the field raising all the cane.
I love this. Mike, this is a great analogy. And by the way, the big crowds, and if you've seen the news, they're acting as if this is some sort of a nationwide movement where hundreds of thousands of people are coming out to see Bernie and AOC. It turns out they were running some GPS data, and they're able to track people's phones. And it turns out that, by and large, most of the people that are showing up at these rallies are attending multiple rallies. In other words, this is some sort of a fabricated crowd, a rent-a-mob, a rent-a-crowd, if you will. And it's all meant to create some sort of a false narrative that the Democrats are surging right now.
Well, all these nationwide protests, you go back last year to Cinco de Mayo, you had, you know, the quote Mexican, you know, protests going on all across the country on the same day, you know, and that's supposed to be coincidence. That's supposed to be a grassroots movement. There's no way. All of this is being orchestrated.
Yes, sir. And it's important that we tell, not everybody listens to talk radio. And so, Mike, it's so vitally important that we educate our family, our friends, folks we go to church with, and we've got to make sure that they understand the reality as opposed to whatever the Democrats are trying to convey with these fake protests. Mike, got to run, but God bless you, and thank you for listening. 901-260-5926. Here's Bernie, by the way. He was asked about all of this yesterday during an ABC News interview, and Jonathan Carl didn't know what to do when Bernie just stormed out. Cut one.
So you got a whole lot of good people. Alexandria is extraordinary. I am so impressed by her work in Congress and her just, she inspires young people all over the country.
Would you like to see her join in the Senate?
Right now we have, as I said, just a whole lot of people in the Congress. Okay, Jonathan, thanks.
Wait, I got one more. This is important.
Well, no, I asked you.
Okay.
You know, you want to do nonsense, do nonsense.
No.
I don't want to talk about inside the Beltway stuff. I got 32,000 people.
I was just asking you about AOC because she was out there.
Yeah, fine. But I don't want to talk about this. What was the last question?
I was just going to ask you one more question about you. I mean, that's all. I was literally your last.
That's awkward.
That was weird.
I don't want to answer that question. That's when you're supposed to answer the question.
So the argument is they're saying that Bernie is going to run for the White House. Bernie would be like 80, 87. I mean, he would be almost 90 years old. And Bernie, the idea is Bernie and AOC, kind of like a Biden Kamala.
You know, this is interesting because if you look at the polling, and I think we have one of these stories in the headlines today, it's actually Kamala Harris that is favored to run again for president in 2028. Like, all the moderate establishment Democrats are really pushing Kamala Harris. And then you have this populist movement on the extreme left. They liken it to what's happening with MAGA, but this is the version of it on the far, far left. And that's how they're able to turn out these massive crowds that you're starting to see. They say over 28,000, 30,000 people showing up to hear AOC Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, that they may be hoping for that. I just don't see that moving the needle. I think the Democrats are done. I really do. I think that their base, the base of the party, black Americans, they have woken up. And you just heard Mike, and he really illustrated that beautifully when he pointed out that all of the leadership of the Democrat Party, white, all the workers, black. I mean, that pretty much defines the Democrat Party plantation right now. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Let's go to Curtis in Homer, Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Curtis.
Hi, Todd. Love your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to weigh in on why a lot of conservatives do not get out and protest. We work, Todd. We don't have time to go out and do that sort of thing. And that's why we elect our officials to be our voice for us.
Well, and that's a fair thing. You know, and I get it. It's Saturday. Your folks are busy. But I think in instances like this where you've got these protests, I think it's important for people to show up and to say, you know what, there's another side here. And if nothing else, all those Tesla employees, I mean, I don't know what their political leanings are, but it would be nice for those Tesla workers to know there are some people in the community that are standing alongside of them.
Well, I agree with that 100%. And as you say, even on weekends, some of us work. We're the full-time workers and overtime workers that the president has been standing up a lot for. And so for me personally to miss a day of work, that means some bills are not going to get paid. But I do agree with you 100%, and I think that if conservatives were to come together and form protests, ours would be a whole lot more effective than those of the liberal and the left-leaning.
And it would be it would smell better too. I'm just gonna put that
much better. Much better. We have toothbrushes. We can afford toothpaste.
Well said. Well said.
All right, Curtis. Thank you. Thanks for calling in, Curtis. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Lexington, North Carolina. Mike is on the line. Hi, Mike. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Todd? How you doing, sir?
Man, just riling people up today, Mike.
Hey, man, but shoot, I'm already riled up about these idiots at the Tesla dealerships. And man, you know, I'm a hardworking man. I own a small construction company. My whole family, including myself, is military veterans. And these people want to throw. You're telling me you're protesting and you're about this country, but you don't even see an American flag at a protest? Like, unless it's upside down, that's just, man, I'm riled upside myself. And by the way, love the show, love you, love what you're doing.
Mike, I sure do appreciate that. Yeah, you walk out there and you could ask them and nobody knew. Nobody knew what they were protesting. And as Dieter pointed out, or somebody, or Kristen pointed out, Elon owns a minority cut in the company. So, again, why are you people out there? What exactly are you protesting? And by and large, most of the people who actually own Teslas are, in fact, Democrats. As a matter of fact, Dieter, somebody was on X, and they were all upset because they're a leftist, and they have, like, all these leftist bumper stickers on their Tesla, and the guy still got whacked. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, if you look at the majority of folks that actually purchase these Cybertrucks, Tesla vehicles, they are Democrats. And to your earlier point, where you have Governor Tim Walz, and I know he's trying to back this one up a little bit, where he is actually celebrating and applauding the demise of an American company. Think again, these cars are made in America, unlike some of these other dealerships, unlike some of these other auto manufacturing companies. They're right, made right here in the US of A, and you have Tim Walz out there celebrating that this company is crashing, or at least their stock a couple days ago were. I think that conservatives are going to rally around this company, and I'm wondering, Todd, if your conversation with the Tesla dealership is happening across the country where more and more folks are getting out there and buying a Tesla, even though they said they would probably never.
So, so I think the Tesla dealer there in Memphis said business was up, what, 50%?
Mm-hmm.
So people are, you know, I think these are protest buys. Me personally, I'm just not an EV fan, never have been. It's just I like good old-fashioned American gas guzzlers. That's just me. But I think a lot of people are saying, you know, well, wait a second. You know, these are good people here, you know. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, you know what I've done, Ben Dieter, and I felt really convicted by, I was in church on Sunday, and as our pastor was preaching, and I just, but you know how you, when you realize you've done something wrong, and you got to make it right?
You were being convicted.
I was being convicted.
Mm-hmm.
Convicted in the spirit, as they say in the Baptist faith tradition. You know how I've been, when I go shop at the Whole Foods?
Yeah.
And I always pull into the front. Because they're like 8 different parking spots, but they're all for the EV drivers.
Yeah, and you take one of the EV.
And I take one of the EV drivers. I stopped doing that.
Oh, wow.
I did. I felt convicted.
Wow, you're a new man.
Yeah, I am.
You changed.
I felt liberated.
Yeah.
I know I had to walk 2 miles. You know,
I still can't get over the fact that you go to Whole Foods, but continue. Yeah. Just slide on past that.
They got good produce there.
Mm.
Trying to. Look, I've been taking my Calitrin. I've been trying to eat a little bit healthier, so Oh, did I tell you what happened, though? This was not good, folks. So I am trying to eat healthier, and I've started taking Calitrin and trying to lose weight, exercise a little bit. And I got something from the frozen food section of the Whole Foods, and I got home and I made it, and I'm like, wow, this is pretty good. And it was like a chicken masala thing, like in a little like a pierogi.
Oh.
And then I happened to glance down and I realized that it was not chicken. It was something called plant-based.
Plant-based chicken.
Yeah, it was fake chicken.
But it was probably pretty good chicken. You could be honest. You could confess. Did you like the plant-based chicken, Todd? Are you going vegan? Are you flirting with the idea of being a vegan?
I kind of liked it.
You liked the chicken?
I liked it.
The plant-based chicken.
I liked it.
Some would say that's an oxymoron. That a chicken cannot be a plant. But according to Todd, he liked the plant that was a chicken. It's incredible.
I will say this. They need to have clear delineation, right? The meat products should not like fellowship on the same freezer section with the plant stuff, the fake meat.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, it wasn't too bad. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Folks, we have some exciting news about MyPillow. They're having their first ever mega sale. Oh, we needed some sound effects.
Where did that come from?
Mega sale. MyPillow having their first ever mega sale on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, Ben Dieter, you're going to need these. You need 50%. You're going to save over 50% on flannel sheets. Queen size bed only $59.98. King size sheets $69.98. And they sell out fast every year. So you got to get an order that right now. You can also save 30% on their brand new My Crosses. They're designed in the likeness of the one that Mike Lindell has worn every day for over 20 years. They come in men's and women's styles, and they're made right here in the USA. Get the 2025 six-piece My Towel set for only $29.98. Their quantities are extremely low, so you're going to want to get them now before they go. And I can't forget to mention the best-selling standard MyPillow. I have six of them. I like a lot of pillows. $14.98. That is a huge deal. So take advantage of the first-ever mega sale. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506. That's 1-800-839-8506. But wait, there's more. Remember that $75 free shipping rule, Ben Dieter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that ship has sailed, baby. The train has left the station. Because right now, for a limited time, every order at MyPillow ships for free. MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Dallas, Oregon. Marvin, listening to us on KYKN today. Hi, Marvin. What's going on?
Hi there, Todd. Hey, I got a little story about a hate Trump rally here in this little podunk town in Oregon.
What happened?
Well, there's about 100 people here doing a little rally Saturday. And I got wind of it, and I drove down there, and I made a trip right around by them and honked my horn real loud and flipped them off and called them communists.
Like any red-blooded American patriot would do.
You're damn right. I did that three times. And I was on my fourth way around. I'd drive down a few blocks and, you know, come in at a different angle.
You were parading, yes.
Four-way intersection. And when I got there on my fourth one, nobody was there.
I think you scared them off, Marvin.
Oh, every one of them had left.
I love it. Do you have one of those, like, big old horns? What you need on your truck is, like, one of those big old horns that, like, makes people, you know, their bodies shudder.
I need one of those train horns.
That's it. Or maybe Dixie. That's one that plays Dixie.
She said, you're going to get killed.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I got a comment about
I've got about 20 seconds, so go for it. Yes, sir.
and they make all kinds of excuses why they can't attend a rally or organize a rally. I can't a word. This and that. They're a bunch of lazy bones is what they are. They need to get off the recliner and get out there and support Trump in public where they can be seen.
Get off your blessed assurance, America.
That's right.
Marvin, I like you. Thank you. You know, next time we're in Oregon, Marvin, you're going to have to come by to one of our book signings.
Oh, I can do that.
All right. Maybe I'll ride around with you in the pickup. I'll ride shotgun, Marvin.
Okay.
We could do a double-barreled salute. I like Marvin. All right, everybody, hang tight. Hour two of the big show coming up. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up. This could be the result of asbestos exposure, and you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call us at 800-260-8700. That's 800-260-8700. To find out if you qualify for a cash settlement, we have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify. The call is free. The consultation is free, and you'll speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, call right now to find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-260-8700. That's 800-260-8700 to see how much money you could potentially get. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Senators, that's right, I love this American ride.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture, we've canceled a $300,000 contract educating on food justice for queer and transgender farmers in San Francisco. A similar contract we canceled in New York, again, educating transgender and queer farmers on food justice and food equality. I'm not even sure what that means, but apparently the last administration wanted to put our taxpayer dollars towards that. We canceled a $600,000 contract out of Louisiana that was studying the menstrual cycles of transgender men, a $600,000 contract. We canceled another contract out of a university in the middle of the country that focused on getting more diversity, equity, and inclusion into our pest management industry. Again, these are nonsensical. It makes zero sense to use taxpayer dollars to fund these.
All right, that is Brooke Rollins, your Department of Agriculture cabinet member. She's the secretary of the Department of Agriculture. Dieter, I'm curious here, confused. I'm unfamiliar with some of the terminology used. She mentioned something called food justice. Is that like if you, I don't know, do you do something wrong to, like, I don't know, a cracker or a bowl of rice that the food can seek out justice? Is that what that means?
Justice for peas. Justice for beans.
Justice for peas. Give peas a chance.
Start chanting. Peas lives matter. They deserve justice under the law. The law of Brooke Rollins.
Jesus. Jeez. Never mind. The Department of Agriculture canceling a contract. They're going to spend almost $400,000 of your tax money in the Bay Area to educate queer, transgender, and BIPOC urban farmers. Is that bisexual? No, black indigenous. I see. That's black indigenous people of color.
It's a lot.
I never knew that's what that meant. I thought bisexuals, what are they?
They can be farmers too, Todd.
So anyway, so they were going to use this to educate the queer and trans farmers about food justice and values aligned markets. So now, unfortunately, the queer farmers will have to find another way to grow their cucumbers and eggplants. Too much.
I'm going to ignore that.
Okay, good stuff. Hey, welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. Very happy to have you with us today. Our telephone number for this hour of the program, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, this story is just so disgusting. John Harwood. You say, why do I remember that guy? So he was formerly employed by the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, NBC News, and CNN. He's out there accusing border czar Tom Homan of being Bull Connor, the former police chief in Birmingham, Alabama. So Harwood is upset that the border czar is sending all of the illegals back to wherever they came from. And now they're basically saying that this is all like 1960s civil rights stuff. That's what they're equating the immigration issue to. So Harwood is comparing Tom Homan to a Southern sheriff who rounds up a mob to lynch black children. Now, this guy actually got fired at CNN for being too left-leaning, if that is even possible. He called Trump a demagogue, and then his contract got canceled. Now, look, here's the facts. Just about every major polling company in the country, it shows that the American people overwhelmingly support Trump's efforts on the border. By the way, an even larger number approve of the mass deportations, including minorities, including blacks, because they realize that every dollar that goes to help an illegal is a dollar that's not going to help an American citizen. I mean, it's very simple here. But again, what Harwood is doing here, he's exposing his true heart in all of this. I mean, he really is a propagandist and has always been a propagandist for the Democrat Party. There is just one glaring problem with John Harwood's analogy here. Those 20th century sheriffs who rounded up the mobs to lynch the black children, they were all Democrats. And Tom Homan is a Republican. So I want you to understand, facts do matter here. Facts do matter. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926, Gainesville, Georgia. Let's talk to Traveling Tim. Hello, Traveling Tim. What's on your mind?
Oh, not a whole lot, Todd. And apparently the call screener said I may be pushing it a little bit here, but you were talking about Tesla sales going up at that dealership by 50% and concerned with the conservatives, you know, may be swaying that way. Well, to me, it's kind of like the DNR checking your license to see if there might be some baiting going on.
Well, now, here's where we're at, Traveling Tim. If you want to buy a Tesla, I say knock yourself out. This is, for me, it's just a matter of personal preference. I want to have I'm a gas guzzling guy, and I got a problem plugging a car into to an outlet in the wall.
Well, my feeling is I'm a gas guzzling motorhead from way back, but I'm also one of those folks that's like, you know, I'm a urbanite. I live in the city. I drive a couple of miles. Yeah. Couple extra bucks on my power bill, so be it. But it's just not my thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's perfectly fine. I'm not mocking anybody. I probably have in the past, but I respect people that who want to go out there. They want to support Elon. They want to support Tesla. They have, you know, an extra 100 grand or so in the bank, and they want to go out there and buy a. I know Dieter probably is going to do that by the end of the show.
What, buy a Tesla?
Yeah.
I just bought a Toyota, Todd.
You could always have another car. Why are you buying those foreign cars? I'm just kidding. I am just kidding. But Traveling Tim, to your point, it's really a matter of preference for me. But I say God bless them. And conservatives are decent folk, and they see a company under attack, and they want to lend a helping hand, and I respect that.
Positively, absolutely, sir. You have a great day.
Tim, where are you traveling to? You're traveling, Tim, so where are you traveling?
At the moment, I am heading up to Harrisonburg, Virginia, through the Shenandoah Valley.
Today. Oh, that's beautiful country up through there. By the way, now you can listen to us on Talk 1400 in Winchester, Virginia. So when you pass by, say howdy to the good folks out there.
Well, could do that, but I stream WDUN religiously.
Oh, well, do that. That's a great plug for WDUN. Fine people out there. Travel and Tim, be safe. Keep it between the ditches, as they say. You know, it's I love WDUN, Dieter, because they have on that station people who call in to like the regular programming. They all have nicknames.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'd have to come up with a good nickname for you.
Hmm. No, my nickname is Dieter.
No,
that's not my name. But people call me that now because of you. And that became a nickname.
They call you the Dieter.
Mm-hmm.
Dietz with Dieter.
The Dietener. Wait, no.
The Dietenator.
I need coffee. I need some Wired to Fish coffee.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's interesting. Wired to Art. We'll figure out a good nickname for you.
Okay.
All right, 901-260-5926, President Trump meeting with his cabinet. We'll keep you updated on any other developments coming out of that. I want to play some audio here just to illustrate what's going on in the country. Did any of you folks watch the Snow White movie over the weekend? Did you go to the movies? I haven't been to a movie theater in 5 years.
What?
5 years.
Why? What is wrong with you?
I prefer to wait until the movies come out and I can sit and watch that movie in the privacy of my home and I can pop up some delicious theater flavored
Orville
Redenbacher. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've got my own Baptist martini and I'm not having to take out a loan from the bank. And one of the reasons why I stopped going to the movies, and I'm curious to know if you folks are still going to the movies. The reason I'm not is because people don't know how to behave in public. And you're sitting there and people are carrying on. They're making out. They're doing all the things that they ought not to be doing. And you can't watch the movie. Mm. And I'd much rather just stay home and watch the movie in the privacy of my home.
That's not fun.
I have a good time.
That's half the fun of going to the movies, making out in the movie theater, Todd.
No, the point is to watch the movie.
Oh, really?
If I'm paying $20 to watch a movie, by golly, I'm going to watch the movie. Take it to the car. What's wrong with you? I'm just saying. Oh, the other thing is, it's so filthy. I remember one time in New York City. This is so disgusting. I remember one time in New York City. I went to a movie. And I sat there, and it was like in the, you've got the previews, and that's like you got 45, 50 minutes worth of previews, the trailers, and then the movie comes on. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to go, and I didn't get any Milk Duds, and I like Milk Duds with the popcorn. You got the salty and the sweet. So I thought, I'm going to go and get some Milk Duds. And when I got up, Dieter, my feet came out of my shoes. Because they were stuck to the floor.
Well, that's disgusting. You know, they make those movie theaters now, Todd, where you have a recliner, you know, the Lazy Boy that you can buy. They have Lazy Boys. And not only that, they have cocktail bars, so they'll bring you booze. And they'll, like, bring you full course meals. I think it's been a second. Yes, it probably has been the last 15 years since you've been in a movie theater. Because now if you go, it's like fine dining. I'm sorry about your shoes, though. That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Yeah.
Just saying. All right. Anyway, all that to say, Snow White, over the weekend, it debuted. It was the worst performing Disney movie in history.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane that nobody went to go see it. This is all a case of self-inflicted disaster here. This was a theatrical suicide. I've never seen anything like this, but people were just all upset because of this woke version of Disney. People are calling it mediocre, garishly ugly. Some people pointed out the obvious is that Snow White isn't even actually white, and it's a fair point. The star is, her name is Rachel Zegler. Man, she hates men. She hates Disney.
She hates Jews.
She hates everybody.
She hates Trump. Oh, my gosh. Remember what she said after Trump won the election back in 2024? She said, I wish that Trump supporters never know peace.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
And literally, theaters across America are literally empty. Nobody went to go see this movie. and it is now on track to become one of the lowest grossing Disney live action remakes in history. Unbelievable.
I guess Trump supporters actually like the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, that was the other thing. So they weren't even real. They were like these freakish little CGI things.
Oh, I think they were also part of the LGBTQ community.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, so like...
Oh, God.
So like dumpy and sleepy...
Horny.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, Todd, no. Not horny. That was not...
Oh, that was a Smurf.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a whole other issue. Those Smurfs creep me out.
No, but they couldn't. The thing about these dwarves, they changed the fact that they couldn't be dwarves because that was...
Midgets.
Yeah. Well, no, you can't say that.
Little people.
They turned them into real life-sized people because they said that that was actually bigoted towards short people, the short people.
Okay, can we just stop here for a moment? And it just seems to me, if you're a midget little person in Hollywood... And they're not doing remakes of, who are the Oompa Loompas? Was that Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? No, that was Wizard of Oz. I forget. Anyway, there aren't that many roles available for little people. So it seems to me when you got Snow White, I mean, everybody gets excited because, oh, finally, we got some dwarf action going down. And now they're making, it just seems to me that's cultural appropriation.
Yeah. What about the cast members of Little People Big World? They need jobs and they could all be casted for the dwarf movie. Those are those little people.
The midgets.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
You just said it.
I know.
You can't say it. That's I'm not right. saying it.
What, midget? No, we can't say that.
Yeah. So, yeah, no one went to the movie this weekend because it was anything but. Oh, and you didn't get to the controversy where she said she hates the prince and the whole point of Snow White.
Stalking. She accused him of stalking.
Yeah. And there can't be no Snow White without a dashingly good-looking prince. And she said that the prince supported the patriarchy.
And then when I, you know, in the movie where the prince, you know, bends down to kiss, you know, dead Snow White, and it's like rape. I'm not kidding. It was like sexual assault.
Yeah, she blamed the prince for putting one of those drugs in her drink, and in all reality, it was the Wicked Witch with the apple. So she was blaming the fact that she conked out on the dude, like, putting one of those date rape drugs in her drink, and in all reality, it was the bad poisonous apple.
My God, poor Walt Disney.
He is
just rolling over in his grave right now. That's just, oh, we've got that audio. Cut eight, please.
I mean, you know, the original cartoon came out in 1937, and very evidently so. there's a big focus on her love story with a guy who literally stalks her.
Yeah.
Weird.
Super weird.
So we didn't do that this time.
So no prince or a different kind of prince?
We have a different approach to what I'm sure a lot of people will assume is a love story just because, like, we cast a guy in the movie,
right.
Andrew Burnup, great dude.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that I think everyone's going to have their assumptions about what it's actually going to be, but it's really not about the love story at all, which is really, really wonderful. And whether or not she finds love along the way is anybody's guess until 2024. All of Andrew's scenes could get cut. Who knows? It's Hollywood, baby. But it's one of those things.
That's so true.
It's an inner journey that she goes on to find her true self, and she meets a lot of people along the way that make the journey really incredible.
Sounds like Thelma and Louise, not Snow White. Good Lord. Anyway, now I understand why nobody went to go see this movie over the weekend.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right. Oh, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. A reminder, this is our final week. Got to get those donations in right now, all tax deductible, to help feed hungry kids. We need your help. Go to ToddStearns.com. Click on the blue banner at the very top of the page. You'll be able to make a donation. It takes like 30 seconds. So let's hit our goal, folks. We're still a bit away from hitting our goal, but I think that we can do it this week. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. We're going to hold off on the phone calls until the next segment. So hang tight if you're online. I want to play some audio. This is Jasmine Crockett threatening Senator Ted Cruz.
I think that you punch. I think you punch. I think you're okay. You okay with punching? You know, I think, and I love Colin. And I think towards the end, he started to punch a little harder. But, like, it's Ted Cruz. I mean, like, this dude has to be knocked over the head, like, hard, right? Like, there is no niceties with him. Like, at all. Like, you go clean off on him, right?
Well, okay, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jasmine Crockett, who, you know, pretended to be ghetto, apparently going full blown now. What is that all about? Threatening violence against a sitting United States senator? Come on, America. All right, 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Get this. This is insane. So Elon just announcing that more than $330 million in Small Business Association loans were given to people under the age of 11 years old. The youngest person to get a loan, a nine-month-old, got a $100,000 loan. Elon said, that's a very precocious baby. It's true. Folks, do you understand the level of grift and fraud that is happening right now in this country? That's why the leftists are so enraged over all of this. Here's how bad it is, that California voters are actually warming up to the idea that maybe, just maybe, we need to be electing a Republican to the governor's mansion. I know it's a shock. This is according to a brand new survey. This brand new poll, according to the Sacramento Bee, of 700 likely California voters shows growing dissatisfaction with the Democrat Party and its leadership. 48% of voters say they are now considering voting for a Republican. 71% believe the governor and legislative leaders have not addressed California's high cost of living. Well, I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to a great friend, a great patriot, our good buddy Joe Messina, host of the Joe Messina Show in Santa Clarita, California, also our affiliate in Santa Clarita, KHTS. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Oh, all kinds of exciting stuff, Todd. You know, it's great living here, and as I joke with you always, in North Venezuela, where the internet went down 3 minutes before I was supposed to come on with you.
Oh, geez, hello.
Well, you know, we're the technology capital of the country. What does that tell you?
Are you surprised by the findings of this poll?
No, not at all. Because remember something, when Governor Newsom was being recalled, the recall numbers looked great. And when he came out of the polls, it was kind of like, where did they take the recall? You know, in all honesty. So you're looking at what's happening now. The Democrats have done a great job here in California in scaring the average voter against the Republican about all the things that they want, or Republicans, and all the things they would do if they ever got power again. But I will tell you that in a lot of the areas, like Palos Verdes, where it just caught fire, Los Angeles, and other areas up and down the state, what you're seeing is people's frustration. And Todd, you know as well as I do, people are victims of their last conversation. So if it holds, we may get a Republican governor.
Joe Messina on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. I hope that's the case. I just don't understand the average voter in California. Why would they year after year continue to put Democrats in charge? And it's not just by a slim majority. It's a super majority of Democrats.
Oh, you're right. It's a supermajority of Democrats at the state level. They virtually need us for nothing. They need Republicans. They don't need them. They can just go in the hallway. They really don't need them. I think you heard recently that the Republicans were actually gaining ground that were on some of these committees, the Finance Committee, the Budget, all that. They were removed from those committees. They were removed from their positions by the Democrat Speaker of the House. Why? Because they were getting too much airtime. They were getting too much traction. There were too many phone calls coming into the state house based on what these people were putting out there. You know, again, looking, I don't know if you caught this, but if you look at the numbers that Newsom just came out with, that Medi-Cal is running short. And originally they were calling for $3.4 billion. Now they're asking for $6.2 billion.
in extra dollars, but it's not to take care of your grandma, my grandma, whatever. It's to take care of the illegals coming up who need medical care.
It's insanity. And I'm curious, yep. Newsom's got the new podcast out, and he's been interviewing a lot of the conservative folks. Are people buying this whole move to be a more centrist Democrat?
Well, here in California, where we know him, no, they're not. But I got to tell you something that's really funny is I don't know if we're being played, Todd, because Democrats are coming out against him locally in the news and other places. Now, I don't know if that's something that they're doing to make others feel like he's moving more towards the center, because that guy has done so many bad things that have never been reported in the news, never come out in the news. So this one's got me in a gray area. I don't know if the news, local news, really believes he's moving towards the center or trying to help him get a hold of the more conservative vote.
It's insanity. And I mean, but people, I think he's counting on short term memory of the American voters, because I really do have short term memory loss.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. You're 100% right there. They do. They don't remember from one election to the next. Right now, you're looking at I don't know if you've been able to report on this, but even though Newsom came out and said he was going to remove this issue, remove that issue for these homes to be rebuilt in Palos Verdes, there's so many restrictions on them right now. You're looking at 4 to 5 years out before they could turn one shovel of dirt there. And even though Karen Bass came out and said, hey, listen, I'm removing this permit restriction and that permit restriction, the L.A. County Board of Health said, hey, not so fast. There's too many toxic chemicals in the dirt and in the streets and what have you, and we've got to make sure that we're clear and clean and everything's okay. You're hearing nothing from Newsom. You're hearing nothing Bass is in trouble anyway, but you're hearing nothing from Newsom on this. He's just letting it go.
By the way, speaking of the Democrats and the rhetoric, we just played some audio. Jasmine Crockett saying that Ted Cruz needs to be knocked over the head. We need to hit him hard. You know, the sort of violent rhetoric, and this just in as well, in Austin, Texas, Tesla dealership shut down. A bomb investigation underway. Suspicious devices have been found. This, according to the Austin Police Department, in Texas as well. And Joe, it concerns me because I'm seeing a lot of very unhinged people out there. And I'm not talking about the purple-haired chicks with the big glasses and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about normal-looking Democrats, too. This is a very dangerous time in our history as a nation.
Oh, I totally agree with you, Todd. I've never seen this. It kind of hurts my heart, as tough as I am, to look at some of the people that I've been friends with for years kind of foaming around the mouth every time you even mention the name Trump. And again, to your point, it's gone to violence. It's not just me yelling in your face or me having a heated discussion with you and then go grabbing a beer with you. It's now it's come down to, hey, grab this guy. Hey, burn this guy's car. Hey. Yeah, and that's the dangerous part. You and I think, well, I've been talking about potential civil war in this country for years now. And you've got a heck of a divided country, and you've got people like Soros and others that are funding. Look, Todd, you know that grassroots isn't those beautifully printed signs that we see everywhere the morning after a ruling. No printer can work that fast and at that level. So you know it's being funded somewhere else. And these people have no reason to stop. And they're getting ginned up to be even more and more and more hateful. I've seen it in my own hometown here with some of the protests that they've had.
All right. Well, Joe, it's always good having you on the show, my friend, and keeping things real over on the left coast.
They're trying to. God bless, Todd. Thanks for what you do.
All right. The great Joe Messina, everybody, on host of the Joe Messina Show on our affiliate in Santa Clarita, California, KHTS. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we are going to go right to the phones. This is the Todd Stern Show. Important Medicare news, by the way. Doge Chief Elon Musk now says all government spending up for review. The House plans to cut around $800 million in health care. These cuts could hit Medicare and Medicaid. That's according to Rob Finnerty. Now Rob Finnerty is on Newsmax tonight revealing the real Medicare crisis. Over 65 million people depend on Medicare, and Rob Finnerty says a hardworking American that paid for it should get their full medical coverage. This week in his series, Medicare in Crisis, Rob Finnerty looks at Medicare and why it faces bankruptcy. Big changes are ahead for Medicare, according to Rob, which is why you need to watch Rob Finnerty tonight. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems or download the free Newsmax app on your phone now. Millions are switching to Newsmax because we're fighting for you. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. William in North Carolina wants to talk about Snow White. Hi, William. What's going on?
Oh, Todd, you deplorable American. And I'm one, too, from way, way back. I still got your book, by the way, that you gave me so many years ago. And I'm going to tell you something. This Snow White thing, I've been inclined to call before on this one. I had to, because I think I got an answer to this thing. It's a win-win thing. How about we do, on Broadway, and I mean really push this thing, let's do The Color Purple. And let's do every single Snow White Lily, you know, face and backside for that matter, to put in that musical. And just so you know, I have no dog in this fight. I'm a Native American, and Lord only knows what the other half is. If nothing else, I truly believe it'd make a lot of money with give it to a good cause, and you support some very good causes, and I thank you. And I'm thinking, if nothing else, it'll spur a true discussion about what this is really about. I think we're all on the same team. We're just reading it from a different playbook. And the death spiral, I'll call it that, from the socialist left, they're throwing up Hail Marys. When I think even the Democrat Party, what's left is basically
yeah, let me jump in here, William. We have a super bad phone connection, my friend, and we'll try to get that figured out. But I think we got the gist of it. And look, at the end of the day, we're talking about a beloved fable, a beloved story, and the left has taken it and they've turned it into something very ugly. And I got a problem with that. Let's go to Mike in Atlantic Beach, North Carolina. Hi, Mike. What say you? What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I was watching a lunatic congressman yesterday on Meet the Press, I think it was, Congressman Jim Hines. And it's kind of funny, a statement he made was, if the Trump administration does not follow the courts, then this will be the first true constitutional crisis in the United States. So this morning I called his office in Washington, D.C., and I said I would like to get him to comment on how he feels with the Biden administration not following the courts over the student loans. And does he consider that a constitutional crisis? Well, of course, they could not get back with me. They told me they would have someone call me. But I'm just absolutely amazed at the lunatic party, and they're not psychopaths, but they definitely seem to be a bunch of sociopaths.
Well, no, I would go with sociopaths. I think that's a fair description, Mike, of what they are. And good for you for reaching out and calling. I mean, that's really what it's all about. And we've got to get engaged. And that's a big part of what we do try to do on this radio program. Mike, God bless you, and thank you for that call. As promised, wanted to take a few moments, folks, and share with you some of the incredibly kind listeners who have been donating to our cause at Food for the Poor. And we've got a good many as we're getting close to the goal, but we need your help to really push it. And we're going to need a lot of help. And Ben Dieter, I know that's, you know, again, you look at the generosity of our audience when the North Carolina hurricanes happened, and we raised over $20,000, $25,000, I believe. in just a matter of a couple of days.
And I think for a lot of people, they don't have to donate thousands and thousands of dollars. If you look at the average amount of most of the people that have donated in this wonderful campaign, they're small dollar donations. We're not asking for $10,000. It takes everybody. And a couple dollars here or there, 100, 10, 50, we'll take whatever we can get because it is ultimately for a good cause, and that moves a lot.
And it is tax deductible, too, and that matters to some folks. So keep that in mind as you're getting ready to make those donations. Let's say thank you to Janet of Red Cliff. Janet made a one-time gift of $50. And Susan in Hershey, PA. Hey,
love
that's
that.
Your neck of the woods.
Love that. And how about Daniel in Kerrville?
Kerrville.
Thank you, Daniel. And then getting one for Mary in Catonsville as well. It's very incredible. Stacy sending in.
We see you, Stacy.
Minneapolis from all across the country, Todd.
Yeah.
Lots of generous people. Johnson, they're in Wilmette. Incredible.
Yeah, that's great. $100, by the way. Johnson, you're going to be feeding a child for an entire year. And that's one of the neat things about Food for the Poor is that you're going to be able to feed these kids. They're going to be able to get a nutritious meal. One child, all it takes is $100. Mm-hmm. Clearly, they don't shop at the Kroger I go to.
Yeah.
Just saying. Wow. Look at Casper from Phoenix, Arizona. One of the things I love about our radio show is people all over America listen, Ben. And it's so great. Casper donating $50 for the cause.
And donating regularly. So if you want to make a one-time donation, that's totally fine. Lisa did that from Atlanta. In the case of Casper, he donated regularly. So we appreciate all of those contributions.
And Monica, Leslie, Dawn, and Larry, you guys, thank you so much. Tom P. from Whitehall. And Tom donated $200. Tom decided, you know what? God's blessed me, and I've got some money set aside. We're going to be able to feed two kids for an entire year. And Tom, imagine the life-changing thing that donation has done. That these kids, they can go to school now. They don't have to worry about where they're going to get supper, where they're going to get breakfast.
Yep, almost to $10,000. That is a lot of food, a lot of meals that these hungry kids will be getting as a direct result of our listeners. $1,000, that's a lot of money, Todd.
It really is. And especially, you know, with the economy, it's been tough for a lot of folks. But we're coming out from underneath it. And some folks have a few extra dollars to give. And that's really all we're asking. $10, $20 donations. You get 10,000 people listening and making that donation, then it's going to move the needle. It really is. And again, this is our final week, ladies and gentlemen, of the campaign to provide meals for hungry boys and girls. The impact of your 100% voluntary gift is so powerful. Keep in mind, Food for the Poor, they don't take a single penny from the government. They don't get anything except from you, Christians, people of faith around this country. So there are a couple of ways. We tell people the easiest way, really, is go to toddstearns.com and click on the Feed Their Future banner at the top of the page. So you can certainly do that. Or you can phone in your gift. I want you to write down this number, 855-353-4673. That's 855-353-4673. Or you can text my name, Todd, T-O-D-D, to 51555. So get at your smartphone, text the word Todd, T-O-D-D, to this number, 51555, and our team will send you a link to join the campaign. Here we go. I mean, Dieter, five more days.
Yeah, don't sleep on it, folks. Jump on it and be blessed.
All right, folks, hang tight. Hour 2-3 of the big show. Wow, this day's gone by fast.
It's a fast hour.
We've got Congressman Randy Weber from Texas, a member of the Doge Caucus. We have some breaking news about Doge to share with you. Also, Jeffrey Lord, our great friend from the American Spectator. He's got a new column out. We're going to be talking to him as well as your calls. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this America. American ride.
Todd starts.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. Happy to have you with us today. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Congressman Randy Weber, who is on the DOGE committee. The congressman, by the way, from the great state of Texas. And this is just a shocking thing. So Pam Bondi, just moments ago, they're having a cabinet meeting. Pam Bondi says they're going after him. Any of you people that stole money from the government, they're coming after you. And Elon says that the numbers they've run into, there were 5,600 COVID loans. So these loans went to businesses that were run by children, ages 11 or younger, totaling $330 million. Now, the youngest person to get a business loan, this is from the Small Business Administration, the youngest person, a nine-month-old. Ben, I have to tell you, what a prodigy. I mean, to be 9 months old. I mean, you're still being, well,
you know,
fed.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was a prodigy. I can tell you what I was doing at 9 months, Todd. And it wasn't starting a business. It was not being a small business owner. I jumped on that when I was about 13 years old. And I wish I would have had all that money, but it was not needed because I just mowed lawns. That's all.
I'm curious what the nine-month-old did with the $100,000 that the child got.
Golden binkies. Everything had to be golden plated. Rattles. I mean, they could buy a lot. They could buy out Toys R Us.
Instead of like a regular crib, you got a double-wide crib.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about. Wow. So we're going to stay on top of this, folks. But again, this is, look, the level of corruption, money laundering that's been going on for decades. And by the way, most of it benefiting Democrats. I suspect there are some Republicans in the mix, but most of it's been going to right into the bank accounts of these far leftist organizations. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to Jeffrey Lord, author at the American Spectator, Newsbusters, Daily Caller, Real Jeffrey Lord on X. Jeffrey, I'm just curious. Did you have a job when you were 9 months old?
Sure, and I even voted.
Oh, you know, they need to check that, because I wouldn't be surprised if these kids were all getting were voting. You're right. I mean, that's a fair point.
Yeah, you know, this system is I think screwed up, and the American system here, and I'm talking about voting. I mean, when you have problems, and I live, as you know, in Pennsylvania, and just this last year, we had problems yet again in the Philadelphia area with people voting before, you know, it was time to vote, and, you know, all sorts of shenanigans going on. It just is a mess. It is not good at all, and it needs to be fixed.
You know, I was reading some of your writings about the Democrats. They really are in a very bad spot right now. And I know Axios, they've been doing a lot of reporting on this. Axios talking to top Democrats, and they believe their party is in the deepest hole it's been in nearly 50 years. First, do you agree go ahead.
They've got two problems going on here, Todd. One is generational. Which happens. I mean, people grow old and all of that kind of thing. So what you've got are people personified by Chuck Schumer on the one hand and his fellow New Yorker AOC on the other hand. But the second problem they have is ideological. And you've got people there that are so far to the left for the Democratic Party, and then you've got the quote-unquote mainstream Democratic Party. And I will say I'm old enough to know that they've been here before with this. When I was in college, they went from nominating Hubert Humphrey, a mainstream liberal Democrat in 1968, to George McGovern, the South Dakota senator, who was way out there on the left on the Vietnam War and all kinds of things. Well, so they got their way. The young radicals got their way. They nominated George McGovern, and he promptly lost to President Nixon 49 states to one. It was an amazing sight to behold. And I have to say, I have a vivid memory. As I say, I was in college at the time. And there I was at Franklin and Marshall College, which is in the middle of very conservative Lancaster County in Pennsylvania. We were an island at that college of McGovern support. Not me. I was literally the head of F&M Republicans for Nixon. There were about five of us in a student body of 2,000. But Pennsylvania was won by President Nixon. And so we have seen this kind of thing before. I don't know that they're ever going to be able to get out of the loop on it because they bring up these generations to believe all of this sort of stuff. And, man, they are out there on the far, far left. And then they lose in landslides in presidential elections. It was that loss in 1972 that fueled the success of a then seen as a centrist governor of Georgia named Jimmy Carter. And, he more or less persuaded, and this was repeated years later with Bill Clinton. Same sort of situation. So at the moment, I don't think they've learned their lesson, but we shall see.
No, I don't think they have either. And I remember when AOC was elected, I warned people on this radio program, do not underestimate her and understand that she represents a generation, the millennial generation, that has been radicalized. And you've got many, many more people that share her point of view, that share her ideology in Congress right now, all members of the Democrat Party. I just don't know how you can combat that and win national elections.
You can't. Which they have, which has happened, but they don't want to lose make sense out of the lesson that they're learning here. They just ignore it and keep going on. So, fine by me. That's great for a conservative here, just to watch them keep imploding and repeating over and over and over again. That's what they do. And it clearly is frustrating the heck out of, I never thought I'd say this, poor Chuck Schumer. Because, he gets, hoist here, on their petard of he wants to keep the government from shutting down because he thinks it would do some real damage. He's correct. So he votes with Republicans not to do it, and they go ballistic. And, that's to them all the more reason they should be dumping Chuck Schumer. So, as I say to my friends, my Republican friends, buy popcorn stock.
Oh, this is great. But at the same time, the Republicans better pay attention here because this is, again, the working class shifting over to the Republican Party, which was, the Republican Party not exactly a friend in years past to working class Americans. And now all of a sudden they're embracing these folks. The Republicans have to figure out a way to keep all of these big tent parties together now.
Well, that's right. And this began, I have to say, having worked with President Reagan, this began with Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Who really began to appeal to blue-collar, working-class Americans when he ran for president in 1980. And he was successful with it and changed the image of the Republican Party from the so-called country club party to working blue-collar folks. And amazingly, who would think that a billionaire from Queens would be able to continue that and score big runs with the same argument, et cetera? I go to these Trump rallies when it comes to Pennsylvania. They're just filled with working class folks. And, the Republican Party, as long as it stays on that track, is going to do very well.
Hey, Ben here. Quick question, Jeffrey. What do you make of all of these town halls in these Republican districts? Are you buying what the media is running with? I was watching CNN, CBS, and the Sunday shows yesterday, and it was almost their lead stories that these Republicans in these districts are very unpopular because they're supporting things like Doge, Elon. Or is that kind of like a psyop? Do you believe that these town halls should remain happening, even though you have the House Speaker Mike Johnson saying maybe we should just do a virtual one as opposed to showing up in those hostile environments?
Yeah, I think they're suspect, to say the least. I think what you've got here are paid protesters who are being sent out to do exactly what they're doing to get the headlines for them. And, you look at what's going on. It's not only those at the town hall meetings, but I've asked the question, we see all these attacks on Tesla dealerships. Well, who's paying? You and I may not dwell in that world, but even we know that if you're going to buy explosives to set fire to cars, somebody's got to come up with the money to pay for the explosives. Well, who is that? I mean, I think Attorney General Bondi should really be looking into who's footing the bill for this kind of stuff, which is not only bad. I mean, it's dangerous here, and you know, you can wind up killing some people when you go around to these dealerships and do this. And seeing these videos, some guy stopping ahead of a car that had a dashboard camera going, and this guy just is in front of her, stops his car, gets out, and starts yelling at her because she's driving a Tesla. I mean, what is this?
It's insanity. Jeffrey, before we let you go, I'm going to share this story with you, and this was just confirmed by the White House. So this is insane. So it turns out that President Trump's top national security officials are using a Signal group chat to plan the military strikes on Yemen. They accidentally looped in the editor-in-chief of The Atlantic. So they're having these what they thought were top secret conversations with J.D. Vance, Pete Hegseth, Marco Rubio, and Michael Waltz. And they were sharing exact target list, weapon systems, attack sequencing, the whole nine yards. And it turns out that Goldberg from the Atlantic was actually in the exchange. And now the White House is admitting that they made a little oopsie there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just as a general rule of thumb, and I always joke when I'm dealing with some computer issue that things would work a lot easier if I were 8 years old again. But the fact of the matter is that this stuff is complicated, and you really have to have, particularly in government, you got to have people that know exactly what they're doing and are not fooling around here with this. We're long past the era where you write a memo on a typewriter and send it around, et cetera. This is very high-tech stuff, and if you are not careful, you're going to be hacked, for sure. As we speak, I have been hacked, and I've got to start all over with a new bank card that's being sent to me this week because somebody out there, you know, got some information, and the bank contacted me to say that they were blocking all of my transactions here. I mean, wow, you just have to be very careful, and that applies in spades if you're in the federal government, not to mention the White House.
Well, I will say this, and I don't say this very often in defense of Jeffrey Goldberg, but at least the guy kept it quiet, right?
Yes.
I mean, so that's a patriot in my book, somebody who, you know, he didn't go out there and spill the beans, so he kept that quiet, and you got to respect that.
That is right, and I have to say, I mean, you know, considering what I do here, you know, I read all sorts of publications. I subscribe to The Atlantic. I want to know what they're saying.
Yeah.
So good for him.
Yeah. According to the New York Post, Goldberg removed himself from the group chat and reached out to the Trump administration, including Waltz, Hegseth, and Gabbard, to let them know, hey, you guys, just FYI, you had me on this group chat. Golly. Yeah. All right, Jeffrey, we got to leave it there, my friend, and I appreciate you joining in on the breaking news there. And folks, again, follow Jeffrey Lord, the real Jeffrey Lord on X. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Okay, thanks, Todd. Bye-bye.
All right, good man right there. You hear him a lot on. He does a lot with Sean Hannity, our good buddy. And so we appreciate Jeffrey hopping on our show as well. No, look, according to the New York Post, Jeffrey Goldberg did not divulge the specific message due to concerns about jeopardizing U.S. military and intelligence capabilities. And I say, God bless you for that, sir. I may not like your politics, may not like your magazine, but you're a patriot for making sure that you didn't spill the beans here. And trust me on this, Dieter, I can tell you this. They don't teach that in journalism schools anymore. You know, there was a moment in time in history when the journalists and the owners of these newspapers, they got a call from the president of the United States saying, hey, we know you're about to publish something. Can you hold off? And they would hold off. They would do that because they were all patriots. But now you got a bunch of people out there and they're just looking to be the next Watergate stars.
Yep.
So there you go. All right. Got to take a break here, folks. And by the way, Trump administration, do better for goodness. I don't know what's going on over at the Pentagon, but man, so many unforced errors. I mean, really, you're deleting Jackie Robinson. Come on. I get mistakes happen. There are far too many mistakes happening. So, look, I understand we're getting rid of all the DEI, but let's do our homework and let's not just immediately eliminate any words that have the words DE or I in them. I mean, let's be smart here. This is the Todd Stearns Show. All right. Dieter, I got to get your take on this. So, we have some audio here. These are college kids that are being interviewed on spring break about American history. Cut number four.
Who did the colonists fight in the Revolutionary War?
Oh, God.
In the Revolutionary War?
It was, I don't know if this is right. I mean, it sounds so stupid. Was it the Spanish?
Wait, what are your majors?
Business. Biology.
Okay. Elementary education.
Oh.
What shape is the U.S. Pentagon building?
Isn't it just a square?
Oh, how many Lord. U.S. senators are there?
Six, seven.
How many amendments are in the Bill of Rights?
There's a lot. I know 17.
Who won the Civil War?
It's East or West, right?
Oh, God.
Well, it's the Civil War, so it's the civilians versus whoever was in power. How many justices are on the Supreme Court?
Justices? Mm-hmm. So, like when you say that, like you mean like the FBI?
Who was on the $100
bill? Okay, Dieter, are kids really that stupid coming out of college these days?
No, I think they're just that hammered.
Really?
They're spring breakers.
Yeah, but do you really think that they didn't look hammered to me?
If they're on a beach in South Florida and it's spring break, they're gone. Now, they also might be illiterate, but they're also gone.
Well, we're going to be talking to the reporter who filmed those Q&As, and we'll find out from her. If they were hammered. All right, got to take a break. This is the Todd Stearns Show. And welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. So Elon Musk just announcing a few moments ago during the cabinet meeting that children as young as 9 years old were receiving small business loans during COVID. I want to meet these kids, and I want to figure out, I'd love to know, how are those children allowed to sign those loan papers? I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to our good friend from the great state of Texas, Congressman Randy Weber, a member of the Doge Caucus. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
We are, Todd. Thanks for having us on. We appreciate what you guys getting the word out.
Is that a shocker that many kids, children? I mean, my hat is off to the kids, but geez, Alou.
Well, it could have been worse, Todd. They could have been 8-year-olds. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. We had a saying for it. I spent 4 years in the Texas legislature before I got demoted to Congress, and we had a saying back then: waste, fraud, and abuse. And you're seeing the remnants, really, of the Biden people, actually the Democrats when they were in charge. They were just doling out money left and right, and it didn't really matter who was getting it. I mean, it mattered to them, but they wanted no accountability. And I will tell you what, Elon Musk is there, and he is pulling the covers back, isn't he?
Well, he certainly is. And don't you think, though, this is one of the reasons why we are seeing such a ferocious attack on Elon, is that he is exposing their cash cow?
He absolutely is. I wrote a poem about him. Can I say? Can I recite it to you?
Congressman, our poet laureate from Texas.
Very short. Elon works from dawn to dusk. And then it dawns on all of us. He's figured out what's crazy wrong. We should have known it all along. He's going to fix this spending spree and make life better for you and me. He's exactly what is needed now, but his detractor's about to have a cow. But I believe that when he's done, it's Americans that will have won.
Ladies and gentlemen, our poet laureate, Congressman Randy Weber. Congressman, the studio audience is cheering. I don't know if you can hear that in the background. That,
absolutely. We appreciate y'all.
Brought a tear to my eye, Congressman. You know, it's I was at one of the protests over the weekend in Memphis where I live, and we base our national show here. And, you had Ukrainian flags, gay pride flags, Nazi stuff. Nobody could tell me exactly why they were there outside of the Tesla dealership protesting.
Well, we saw it over here in Alexandria, Virginia, too. I went over there to transact some business. And they're over there at a Tesla dealership with flags and with, all this kind of stuff. I'm just surprised they're not. And you know this. Some of them are threatening to burn their cars. Who was it? The senator from Arizona?
Oh, Mark Kelly.
So these people who claim they wanted to save Mother Earth, that's their whole new religion, save Mother Earth, by no fossil fuels. So what does he do? He gets rid of his electric vehicle and he buys a gas-guzzling, I don't know what kind of truck, but a truck, I'm told. I mean, there is no common sense to these people. It's unbelievable, Todd.
Congressman Randy Weber on the Old Glory Bank Newsmaker line today. Congressman, when we just launched our show live in Houston last week on Patriot Talk 920. And I tell you, the listeners from Houston, they're fired up. They're 1,000% behind Elon and President Trump. They see what needs to be done. They understand the country needs to be saved. And I'm wondering if you're hearing that sort of sentiment there in your district.
Well, we've been out of the country for the last couple of weeks. We went to went to Central America, and then we were down. Actually, believe it or not, we were down with Elon Musk's group down in Boca Chica here a couple of days ago. So we've been kind of out of touch in terms of the radio. But look, it doesn't surprise me because this is true across the – and thank you all for doing that, by the way. Thank you all for bringing it to Houston. It needs to be out – your show needs to be out everywhere. But it doesn't surprise me because people across the country are waking up. You know this, the Democrats, their lowest poll numbers ever. They were completely out of touch with the American public. Now, here's what I tell people. When Hillary Clinton ran for president, she called us names. She called Republicans names. You remember what it was?
Oh, that's right. Deplorable.
She called us all deplorables. Well, I kind of tongue-in-cheek laughed this last November 5th because her and the Democrats found out there's a lot more deplorables than they knew about.
That's true. By the way, what do you make of Jasmine Crockett, the Democrat congresswoman from Texas? And she's out there threatening Ted Cruz, says he needs to be hit hard. Do we have that audio? Congressman, I want you to hear this. This is Jasmine Crockett.
I think that you punch. I think you punch. I think you're okay with you okay with punching. You know, I think, and I love Colin, and I think towards the end he started to punch a little harder. But, like, it's Ted Cruz. I mean, like, this dude has to be knocked over the head, like, hard, right? Like, there is no niceties with him. Like, at all. Like, you go clean off on him, right?
All right, so she was referring to Cruz's opponent in the Senate race there. But your reaction to the violence she's advocating here?
Well, it's unbelievable, and they get away with it, Todd. That's what's so remarkable. It's like there's a double standard. My gosh, if one of us had said that, can you imagine the fire, the fury, the fire that would be aimed at us? And if you watched all these, they're cussing up a storm. I don't know if you've noticed that. The Democrats are holding rallies, and Hakeem Jeffries I don't know, 2 weeks back, I guess, before we went across the country. I mean, went out of the country. But Hakeem Jeffries even said, they're going to fight here, they're going to fight there. And then he goes, damn, we will fight them on the streets. And I'm thinking, these are days reminiscent of 2021 when there was firefights in the streets. There were people, you know, rocking cars, Molotov cocktails, throwing things at police, breaking in stores. You remember that during the COVID. And if one of us said we ought to fight on the streets, that, in my opinion, is tantamount to almost inciting a riot, because they're going to stir people up, and this is what's going to happen with our first great responders and those who are trying to protect Americans, because Democrats are cussing and threatening, in my opinion, violence in a kind of a secretive way, but nonetheless, the threat's still there, Todd.
No, sir, you're absolutely right. And of course, out of Austin, Texas, this morning, they found what they believed to be incendiary devices at a Tesla dealership. And the police department there in Austin now confirming that those, in fact, were explosive devices of some nature. So anyway, I think to your point, and it's a fair point, that when you've got people out there using this sort of rhetoric in places of power, then you really are unleashing the masses, sort of like what Maxine Waters did back during the first Trump presidency.
Absolutely. And they get away with it.
Every time. Yeah.
But, you know, I think people are waking up, Todd. That's why I said, you know, they found out there's a lot more deplorables than they counted on. The rank and file Americans, thank God for Americans that are waking up and saying enough is enough. We're not going to stand for this anymore.
Yep. Well said. All right, Congressman, we appreciate you coming on. We look forward to the next poem.
All right, Todd, we appreciate what y'all do. Keep getting the word out.
Will do. Congressman Randy Weber, folks, we like him. He's from the great state of Texas and represents the Beaumont area of Texas. But I am curious, especially for our Patriot Talk 920 listeners, Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, I know she represents a district around the Dallas area, but the idea that she's going out there and calling for this sort of violence against your senator, Ted Cruz, at what point do you arrest Jasmine Crockett and charge her with making threats and inciting a riot? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Just a reminder, head over right now. You have time to give some money to our efforts at Food for the Poor, raising money for hungry children. We're over the $10,000 mark now. Our goal, $20,000. Our campaign ends on Friday. So we need your help now. All gifts that you give are tax deductible. All you have to do is click the blue banner at the top of the page at toddstearns.com. All right, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax 2, the Todd Stearns Show, we are going to have a lot of fun. By the way, Caitlin Bennett is going to join us. She is the young lady that was on the beach for spring break interviewing college kids, seeing how smart they are. Also, Michael Wilson, a host of the Lone Star Conservative on Patriot Talk 920. Michael's going to be joining us, as well as Congresswoman Mary Miller. So we have a jam-packed show for you coming up a little bit later on in on Newsmax. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Robert in North Carolina, WHKP. Robert, what's going on?
How are you doing, Todd?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I was just sitting here. I've been reading your book. I just finished The Twilight's Last Gleaming. Can America Be Saved? And it's genius. It's all your books are, but this one here just really hits me, and it makes me laugh, especially one about the KFC chicken story there that you had, that where he told them it was finger licking good at the end of it. And
that was a fun chapter to write, yeah.
Can I tell you a little story I can remember before I was born, Todd? I went to the picnic with my dad and come home with my mom.
Well, there you go.
I'm just picking. I heard that in a joke book. I thought it was clean enough to put on your show. I love God and Jesus, you know, and babies ought to be born into this world.
Yes, indeedy. We believe in procreation at the biblical way, of course. Robert, thank you for those kind words, and I'm very fond of that chicken chapter. Folks, you got to get a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. Can America Be Saved? You can get it wherever you order your books. And coming up in June, you can actually already pre-order, and we'll talk more about this later, but since we're talking about books, my brand new devotion book, Michelle Cox and I wrote a great devotion book called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. And one of the reasons why we did that, the biscuit book, our daily biscuit devotions with a drawl, was so hugely popular, the publisher said, hey, can you guys do another devotion book? So this book is a lot of fun, and it's really educational, too. You're going to be learning some things you did not know about our founding fathers, our presidents, and the way that faith has really played an instrumental role in some of the key moments in American history. So we do all of that, and we put it in a beautiful devotional book. It's like 300 pages long, and you're going to love this. So I want to encourage you, you can pre-order it now, and that was my point, is that when Twilight's Last Gleaming came out last March, it sold out on the first day. And the publisher, they were caught off guard, and they had to do an emergency print just to get books to the bookstore. So to avoid that, we're urging you to get your orders in early so you'll be guaranteed to get a copy of the book. And again, it's called Star Spangled Blessings. By the way, just got in some great endorsements. Franklin Graham has endorsed the book. Robert Jeffress, Mike Huckabee, our good friend Caleb Park from Newsmax has endorsed it, as well as Karen Kingsbury, who is one of the top Christian romance novels. Are you a big Christian romance novel reader there, dear?
Do you want me to? I have a PR answer, and then I have an honest answer. Which one do you want?
If you want
my PR answer, my public, I love them. The Wanda Brun sweaters of the world, you know, I read them. They're all on my nightstand.
That's not true.
Now, my honest answer, I'll save that for after the show.
Heck no. that's what I was guessing. So anyway, you can get it wherever you buy your books, order your books. People always ask, is there an audio version? Yes, there is an audio version, and I'm actually going to be recording it. So I still have a lot of work to do on that. But yeah, there will be an audio version of the book as well as a Kindle version. But right now you can only pre-order the hardcover edition. And it really is a beautiful gift to give someone as well. So get it wherever you buy your books. Amazon, you can get it there, pre-order as well. And you'll make sure you get a copy of it. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be doing a big launch party, the whole nine yards. So we're going to have a lot of fun with this one.
I'm miffed I'm not endorsing the book. I should have been your top endorsement, Todd.
Did you want to endorse it?
Next time. I'll give a verbal endorsement. Go buy the freaking book. Pre-order right now.
We should have put that on the cover. Buy this freaking book. Ben Dieter, morning show host. I love it. All right. This is Michael Steele over at MSDNC, and he was weighing out on something the Commerce Secretary said, Howard Lutnick. And Lutnick is getting a little bit of blowback because he said his mother-in-law would not mind not getting a Social Security check. Take a listen.
What is his net worth again?
A lot of money. Let's Google.
So your mama would call you. She would call you, and guess what you would do? You'd write her a check. But what about the mother who doesn't have someone that they can call to put money in that bank account for a month? You insensitive lug. How dare you?
Mm.
How dare you?
$2 and $4 billion.
$4 billion. Yeah, your mama's not going to worry, because if you're any kind of a decent son, you're going to cover that month. But there are a lot of mothers out there who don't have that. How dare you?
Well, that's his mother-in-law.
Oh,
so
you can miss a month. You'll be okay. Take your ass into a community where they don't have those resources available to them. How dare you?
You lug? I haven't heard that in a long time. So, look, this is what you call stepping in it. The Commerce Secretary suggested this week only fraudsters would complain about missing a monthly Social Security check, and most people would not mind if the government simply skipped a payment. I want to know who those people are. You know, most of the people that I know that I go to church with that are on Social Security, they rely on that money. And by the way, that is money that is literally torn out of your paycheck. So if you're not getting it back, where's that money going to? So far, more than 70 million Americans get a Social Security benefit every month. And for many, those checks are their only income. Yeah, look, I get it. If Howard Lutnick has been blessed and he's making, what, $250, $300 million a year, I'm just spitballing here. Yeah, I can see where you probably would not miss a Social Security check. But for the average working class American, yeah, they're counting on that for their retirement years. I mean, come on, folks. Let me just caution. I got to caution the Trump administration here. Be careful what you're saying, all right? Be careful, because what the voters give, the voters can taketh away, and they will do that. So we've got to start playing smart here, and this is not smart at all. To say that people who don't want to give up Social Security may be committing fraud, come on, man. What's wrong with you? Anyway, we'll get into more of this on tomorrow's program. Again, don't forget, folks, ToddStearns.com. Bookmark that page. Welcome again to all of our new listeners across America. Be sure to also download our free podcast, all 3 hours of the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You can listen to it at your leisure, and you can also sign up and get my daily newsletter. It comes out every morning with our top stories of the day, other information as well. All right, folks, been a lot of fun. Happy Monday to you. Get out there, have a good one, and you be good, America.